gap?
Well, open a gate instead of a gap. Because if we have a gate, we open the gates and let them instead of it. Same thing as a gap.
What's a gap?
It's just a wire gap. A gap is a wire fence with a stick at each end. You put it up under wire and hold it down here to hold it together. That's called a gap. But you have a gate of like we have lumen gates. We don't have them kind of things. They're too hard to open.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the trail that the cows would walk along to.
Well, they'll come up. They'll come out of the pasture anywhere. They go all over the pasture, but they'll come in at these gates. Like you go out there and hit my crossing, you
yes,
see
ma'am.
There on the right, there's a lumen gate there.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, that's a gate. That's not a gap. If there's a gap, it'd be a wire there with a stick on it.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, what do you call that crossing down there?
That's called the railroad crossing. See, the railroad used to run there.
I see.
You see, we've only just had that crossing without the railroad about 10 years now.
Is that right by the road?
Yeah, right by the railroad, run right by the road. Once the railroad and this highway splits open, there's 560 acres of land we own here.
Yes, ma'am.
You remember when it's and see that when it's down, of course we'd have to cross the railroad, you see, and you know go out and everything to the highway.
I see.
Yeah.
Now this here you call your what?
The grove.
Well, I mean the road you drive up here to get to your house, that's just your little.
That's a driveway.
Driveway.
Just a driveway. Just for people to come in and out, you know, and everything. Of course, where I put the hauls here and things, the hauler comes in here. But that's what they call just a driveway from the highway up to the house.
What do you call a little road maybe that people's house goes off from, a couple of, you know, goes off from the public road?
I heard you call that just a little road. I reckon it's kind of a driveway up to the house, I imagine.
Maybe if a couple of people had their houses on that.
But I wouldn't call that. I wouldn't know what you'd call that. Anything. But I'd call that, of course, I tend to call it the driveway, you know, up to the house like this, you know,
mm-hmm.
and everything.
Okay. Now, when you're in the city, you got what to walk on? Folks walk on the
sidewalk.
Sidewalk?
A sidewalk.
Okay. Any other name for it?
No, I don't believe there's any other name for that. The streets and the sidewalks, all I believe they have.
I see. What about you're walking along the sidewalk, there might be a little strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street.
Well, still, that'd be a street, but it'd be just a kind of before you step off the sidewalk till you get onto the other street. That'd be maybe a street runs this way, and the sidewalk maybe come this way, and that's what they call a sidewalk in the street, you know.
Yeah, and maybe there was some grass.
Yeah. What do you call it? I don't know what you call it. I reckon you just called it just a little knoll, I reckon I'd call it. And you know they do have them lots of time for plant flowers, you know, lots of time in there between the row. But I don't know what you really call it.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Now we were talking about the boats you fish in, little boats.
Yeah.
Did you have maybe one with a flat bottom? What do you call that? A little boats folks would fish in, flat bottom things. Did
they
have names for them?
No, I don't know. See, when I come on in my time at home, they didn't have boats like that.
Yes, ma'am.
They didn't have boats, you know. They said, for the fish down there on the creek, they fished with just a pole.
Uh-huh.
A pole, you know, and a line. Of course,
yeah.
Now they have all kind of boats now, but we never did have a boat at home
uh-huh.
or anything when I lived out there.
Did you ever hear the word hero used for
no.
boats?
No. But I know I've seen a little bit of old boats. You know, a lot of people have boats in the little ponds, like down here.
Yeah.
But we never did. We never did put none in down here, anything. The Alton has a big boat that he goes to Toledo Bend to fish in all the time.
Yeah.
And everything.
Now, you say you're doing what? You just built a boat, you're going to put it in the water. You say you're going to... Have you ever seen them being put in the water?
Yeah, see if they're going to leak.
What do you
do? If you build one yourself, you used to when they did build them, they chink them with cotton, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And they'd put them in the water and see if they're going to leak. Let them stay in there a day or two so they'd swell, you know, the plank would swell up and they wouldn't leak.
I see. So you're doing what? You were long...
You just put it in the water to see, try it out to see, so you could ride in it maybe when it wouldn't sink, you know.
Yeah. You ever say you were long... What would you say you were doing with a boat?
Launching it, put it in the water, just launching it, you know, to see if it maybe as I said, when we come on the creek and things, they never had boats and things, you know, and everything.
I see. Now, if asked when you were going somewhere, you might say, if you were like, if you were going to the next village and your son might ask you, would you be home today? You might say, no,
I'm going to Mansfield, or I'm going to Gloucester, I'm going to Shreveport.
I see.
You see, the next little towns or places, I'm going to so-and-so houses up at Stonewall or something.
Yeah. Did you go, did you travel a lot like that when you were, did your father
have? Well, no, when I was young, I traveled more after I married and moved here than I ever traveled. You know, in older times, people didn't travel, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Like they do now or anything, you know.
Yeah.
Now, in the summer, when we lived at home, all the summer, was three brothers. And in the summer, they'd go down on Sabine River and we'd stay about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We'd go down there in a wagon, have a covered wagon.
Yes, ma'am.
And we'd go down there and we'd stay. Of course, us kids are little, we didn't do nothing but just play on swings up in trees and we'd put a bike.